Hi, this is Maida with Family First. How can I help you?
Hi, Maida. How are you? This is Janae again. Did you get any information back from
Actually, I did receive a message. The change has not been effective yet, since I can still see that the waiver ends on the 14th. So, March 14th.
You said it was March 31st.
Well, I can see that the date, it says now the 14th, so can you quickly make a call and let them know that we still don't see it?
You said it was March 31st, and she said that it's not. Can you check the year? Because I'm not sure why they upped it to March 14th.
It says waiver ends March 14, 2026.
When did they do that? Because you just told me it was the 31st last week, and I've been calling, and she said it's no longer there, and now you're saying it ends March 14th?
Yeah, that's the information that we have here. So can you please call them and let them know that's what we see?
Can you send it to me, please?
Well, it's just a message that I received.
Can you give me the number to who's doing this so I can...
No, that's the information that we have. So I will send you the message right now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Wait, that's the information that who has. Who did you get it from?
The authorizations department from Family First.
Can you give me the number for the authorization department?
I'm sorry, but everything has to go through me. That's the information that we have. We cannot give you further information because we don't have any further.
I just got a text from her saying that the paperwork has been processed on the CAON. And the date has disappeared on my end. That was from her caseworker. So
okay,
can someone look into this?
Can you please ask her how long will that change take place to be effective? It's usually not immediate.
Hold on. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.